This is your host, David John Oates, for this week's Reverse Speech Show, broadcast to you live from Adelaide, South Australia, where the weather's starting to warm up here, getting the first touches of spring in the air. Nice, nice warm days, leaves coming on the trees. Of course, we're in opposite seasons from you guys in America, if you hadn't worked that out. So there we go, and you guys are heading into winter, so there you go, you can have that. I'm looking forward to summer after a very long winter here in Australia. Okay, my book's out, my autobiography, 560 pages. Those who have read it so far have all reported back with very positive rave reviews. To get your copy, go to itsonlyametaphor.com. That's itsonlyametaphor.com. And get your copy of my latest book, my sixth book on reverse speech. And this is an autobiographical account of what happened, of how I discovered it and the adventures and challenges I faced along the way. And so I hope you enjoy reading it. itsonlyametaphor.com for my book. Right, we've got training class starting October the 7th. We've had a couple of people pull out, so we've actually got some empty spaces. If you wanted to sign up for class, you can do so, but you better do it fast because those spaces will fill pretty quick. We're maxed out on this class now. So that starts October the 7th. That's 2 weeks from now. So you better get cracking if you want to join this class. Okay, latest news. That's about it, really. Documentary's still moving along. I'll get a progress report on that this week and report back to you on next week's show and let you know what's happening. So reversals are going well. I got a good client load. So all going good. All going good. Okay, my guest today in the second hour is reverse speech analyst Tiffany Fontenot, who's a training for her practitioner certificate, which she should get in the next 3 or 4 months. So we'll have another practitioner out there, which is very exciting. And in the first hour, I'm going through the archives, as I have been doing for the last year, pulling out all my reversals that I have, and we've been going through this for some time now. So we're up to October 2016, and here we have Hillary Clinton talking about health insurance. Well, let's try it now.
So this is a really big deal because it affects, about 195 to 200 million Americans.
And here she says, a live one.
A live one.
Okay, there we go, a live one. Whatever she means by that. Here she is talking about health insurance.
Now, with respect to the Affordable Care Act, I've been saying we've got to fix what's broken.
And here she says the corpse goes stiff.
The corpse don't stiff.
Ha ha.
The corpse don't stiff. The corpse don't stiff.
I guess that means health insurance, Obamacare is dead. Here's the thoughts again.
Now, with respect to the Affordable Care Act, I've been saying we've got to fix what's broken.
And here we have the corpse goes stiff.
The corpse don't stiff.
The corpse don't stiff. The corpse don't stiff.
Yeah, there we go. All right, here we have one on Obama on giving up sovereignty. Oh, yeah, I wonder what he's talking about. Listen to the Fords.
Sometimes I'm criticized in my own country for professing a belief in international norms and multilateral institutions, but I am convinced that in the long run, giving up some freedom of action, not giving up our ability to protect ourselves or pursue our core interests, but binding ourselves to international rules over the long term enhances our security.
And here he says, feel a bang.
Feel a bang.
Feel a bang. Feel a bang.
What he means by that, I have no idea. Feel a bang. Here, let's Oh, look, I just run the reverse again. I'm not going to run the Ford soundtrack. Here we go.
Heel a bit.
Yeah, there it is. If you want to call in and talk to me during the show, the toll-free number is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. I am live right now. This is the 22nd of September. At least it isn't in America. It's the 23rd of September in Australia. And it's 6:40 in the morning. 6:40. So that's when I start my shows. Except when daylight savings is started here and ends there, then my shows move forward to 8:30 in the morning. So it makes it a little bit easier to handle. All right, this is Obama. Cy's tapping a question about ISIS.
All right, so this is another variation on the same question.
And here he says, this is a force.
This is it, Norris.
Yeah, all right, okay. Here's Trump talking about 911.
When I first looked at it, I couldn't believe it because there was a hole in the steel. And this is steel that was, you remember the width of the windows in the World Trade Center, folks? I think you know, if you were ever up there, they were quite narrow. And in between was this heavy steel. I said, how could a plane, even a 767 or 747 or whatever it might have been, how could it possibly go through the steel? I happen to think that they had not only a plane, but they had bombs that exploded almost simultaneously, because I just can't imagine anything being able to go through that wall.
And this one says, the sham, it's a delicacy implement.
I'll be bothered.
Huh. I'll be bothered. All right, well, he clearly believes that there was more to 911 than what we've been told. Okay, here he is again on 911.
Is that in between all the windows, you had the steel on the outside. So you had the steel on the outside of the building. That's why when I first looked, and you had big, heavy I-beams. When I first looked at it, I couldn't believe it because there was a hole in the steel.
And this one says they value the hit.
They value the hit.
Wow.
They value the hit.
Huh.
Yes,
it's certainly there. All right, here's Trump again.
Including a couple of your very distinguished folks from New Hampshire who were against me, who are now for me, and you're allowed to announce the names.
And this reversal says, sign this ballerina.
Sign this ballerina.
I'll be bothered.
Sign this ballerina.
Yeah. Well, it certainly is there. Let's listen to the Fords. It's a rather cryptic reversal. I want to listen to the Fords again on this.
Including a couple of your very distinguished folks from New Hampshire who were against me, who are now for me, and you're allowed to announce the names.
And sign this ballerina.
Sign this ballerina.
Very strange reversal. All right, next one along. Here we go.
When you talk about the mental health problems, when people come back from war and combat and they see things that maybe a lot of the folks in this room have seen many times over, and you're strong and you can handle it, but a lot of people can't handle it.
And this one says, so you avoid black enemies.
So you avoid black enemies.
Huh.
So you avoid black enemies.
I'll be bothered.
So you avoid black enemies.
Yeah, there it is. It's all there. So you avoid black enemies. Here, let's listen to the Fords again on this.
When you talk about the mental health problems, when people come back from war and combat and they see things that maybe a lot of the folks in this room have seen many times over, and you're strong and you can handle it, but a lot of people can't handle it.
So you avoid black enemies.
So you avoid black enemies.
I'll be bothered.
So you avoid black enemies. So you avoid black enemies.
Well, it's certainly there. There's no doubt about that. Huh. Okay. All right. All right. Let's move on to some more from October. The next. Oh. I've only got one here. Huh. All right. Here we go. This is Anderson Cooper.
Rarely, on more than one occasion over the last many, many years, the same sort of things happened to her, meaning you, when she got severely dehydrated.
This one says Hillary was sluggish.
Hillary was sluggish.
Huh.
Hillary was sluggish.
Hillary was sluggish.
I guess Hillary was sluggish. That's when she was sick, I guess. She had all those bouts of illness. Okay. Here's, let us move, moving on to November. Here we have Joe Biden slamming Donald Trump.
Debating him. No, I wish we were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
And here he says, America, you wished, and now he begins to kill. All right, I think that's relating to Donald Trump. This was in November, so this would be probably before he won the election. So, America, you wished. They wished Trump get into office, and now he begins to kill. Well, he hasn't begun to kill yet, but if the North Korea situation gets any hotter, he may very well do that. Let's run this one again. Here's the forwards.
The press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish we were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
And America, you wished, and now he begins to kill. It's certainly all there. All right. Okay. Here's Hillary.
And you know, I am sick and tired of the negative, dark, divisive, dangerous vision and behavior of people who support Donald Trump.
This one says, play it again. Yeah, we're certainly there. I'll run it again. Okay, there we go. And here's another one.
And sitting next to her and taking her in my arms and saying, get nervous.
Oh, this is get nervous, get nervous. Here we go.
Get nervous.
Okay, there we go. Get nervous. Here we have Hillary again.
And American Indian children, nearly 2 million children.
And this one says, Hillary knew bullshit. She's talking. Oh, look, this is Hillary again, talking about herself. She does this all the time in very down-putting terms. This is so here's the forwards again.
An American Indian children, nearly 2 million children.
And Hillary knew bullshit. Yeah, well, she's talking to herself once again. And the next one along.
In every country, on every continent.
And she says, I'm not giving up.
And you're right
now. And you're right now.
Yeah, there it is. All right, here she's talking to herself.
The stories of the young people we're honoring tonight.
And here she says, oh, be quiet. Yeah, there they are. Okay, here we have... this is after she lost the election, by the way. So here's the next one.
We need you. America needs you. Your energy, your ambition, your talent. That's how we get through this.
And this one says, seen the crime regime.
Seen the crime regime.
Seen the crime regime.
Huh.
Seen the crime regime.
Well, okay, let's listen to the Fords again on this.
We need you. America needs you. Your energy, your ambition, your talent. That's how we get through this.
And seen the crime regime. Yeah, there it all is. Okay, all right. So next one along, Hillary, post-election.
Like the Children's Health Insurance Program. You know, that could never have happened without Republican leaders. Now it covers 8 million kids.
And she says, you're bullshit. She has continuing reversals of internal dialogue telling her she's full of blank. And, I mean, gee, just amazing stuff, telling her to be quiet. And here we have Obama.
That we now are going to want to do everything we can to help you.
This one says, oh, I'm evil. Well, I'm sure he wouldn't think he's evil, but anyway, there we go. Here we have George Soros.
To bring about a better world order.
And here he says, an order.
An order.
Huh.
An order. An order.
Wonder what the forge is.
An order.
Huh, a new world order.
An order.
Is, haha.
An order.
It's what we call a mirror reverse, where you got the same backwards as you are forwards. Here's the forwards.
To bring about a better world order.
And where he says better world order, he says backwards, an order.
An order. An order. An order.
Yeah, there we go. All right. All right, next one along.
In all the countries where we have foundations, spent over $100 million doing it. And it was really questionable whether we would have a systemic effect.
This one says, effort, we must seize the battle. It's not seize, it's cease. We must cease the battle. Effort, we must cease the battle. Yes, it's cease. Let's see what he's saying forwards again.
In all the countries where we have foundations, spent over $100 million doing it, and it was really questionable whether we would have a systemic effect.
In effort, we must cease the battle. All right, if you want to call in and talk to me during the show, the phone number, toll-free from the United States, is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Toll-free in the United States. All right, here's a fairly long reversal of George Soros.
To focusing on that, we also have a tremendous responsibility.
He says, and I assault you, our monies are offered.
The vows law, and I guess it offered.
Oh, yeah.
The vows law, and I guess it offered.
Certainly there.
The vows law, and I guess it offered.
Yeah, let's listen to the forwards, see if we can get a context on this. Here's the forwards again.
We're focusing on that. We also have a tremendous responsibility.
And I assault you, our monies are offered.
The vows law, and I guess it offered.
Yeah, certainly all there. No doubt about that. Okay, all right. So next one along, George Soros. Here's the forward.
We already conformed to everything.
And who says blank in a live mirror? I'll be bothered. Mirror is to see yourself, to look into who you're the face of your soul and see who you are. So a blank in a live mirror, he's not seeing himself for who he is. So here's the next one.
So the fact that I'm not broke shows that I don't believe that I'm God.
And here he says, I'll never fear God.
Huh.
I don't know what his religious beliefs are, but that's a fairly sort of in stone statement. Here he is again. Let's run this forward.
I would choose for an experiment in introducing democracy.
And backwards, it's a government secret meeting. I'll be bothered. Yeah, there it is. It's a government secret meeting. Huh. Let's run that one again. Here's the forward.
I would choose for an experiment in introducing democracy.
And it's a government secret meeting.
Is a government secret meeting?
Huh.
Is a government secret meeting? Is a government secret meeting?
Yeah, certainly all there. All right, okay. All right, another one on George Soros. Here we go.
That is now sort of public knowledge and is expressed in the views that public opinion research.
And he says, may they blank it up.
May they fuck it up.
Huh.
May they fuck it up. May they fuck it up.
Yeah, there it is. All there. Okay. All right. Here we have Soros again. We have your Soros Bonanza tonight.
I became concerned with the problems of globalization, where you have global markets.
And he says, stay calm, global.
Stay calm, global.
Huh. Don't touch that keyboard, folks. We'll be back right after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for reverse speech session work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077. Okay, we are back. We are delving into the archives, as we have been doing so for the last year on this show. And we currently have a George Soros bonanza going on. So there we go. So let's get some more reversals up here. I'm just closing down some of these files in my software. If you haven't got your copy of It's Only a Metaphor, I suggest you go and get that. Go to itsonlyametaphor.com and get my latest book, The Story of Reverse Speech. All right, next one along, he's talking about Nazi death camps.
I had no role in taking away that property. So I had no sense of guilt.
Are you religious?
No.
And he says, now we're heavy, war wound. Yeah, there we go. Now we're heavy, war wound. And next one along, what am I looking for? Okay, here we go. Next one.
Then I think we are off to this vicious circle of escalating violence because there have been increased resentment.
And here he says, sacred far right.
Sacred far right.
Huh.
Sacred far right.
Nice and clear. Yeah, nice and clear. Okay, all right. So then we move along to the next one. Here we go.
That is now sort of public knowledge, and it's expressed in the views that public opinion research.
And they'll all give up. Yeah, there we go. It's all there. All right. Here we have another one, or rather, X-rated reversal.
Recognizing that as a competitor, I've got to compete to win. As a human being, I am concerned about the society in which I live.
And this says they masturbate.
Yeah,
I'll be bothered.
Yeah,
I guess it's all there. All right, here we have another one.
Actually, our military power has diminished our ability to project.
And he says, we delivered arch enemy.
We delivered arch enemy.
I'll be bothered.
We delivered arch enemy.
Certainly there.
We delivered arch enemy.
Let's listen to the fours again, see if we can work out what he's saying.
Actually, our military power has diminished our ability to project.
Huh, military power. We delivered arch enemy.
We delivered arch enemy.
We delivered arch enemy. We delivered arch enemy.
Yeah, certainly all there. Okay, all right. And here we have another one. Let's run this forward.
I'm really worried, particularly under the pressure of the forthcoming elections.
This one says, we fought Russia in the night.
We fought Russia in the night.
Oh, yeah.
We fought Russia in the night. We fought Russia in the night.
That one implies there's still conflicts going on with Russia. This is before the election, so the Democrats are in power. Here's the forwards again.
I'm really worried, particularly under the pressure of the forthcoming elections.
And we fought Russia in the night.
We fought Russia in the night.
We fought Russia in the night. We fought Russia in the night.
Well, it's certainly there. Wow. Gee whiz, is there still conflicts going on with Russia that we're unaware of? We fought Russia in the night, out of sight, unseen, is how I would interpret that one. All right, here's Trump talking about his meeting with Obama after his election.
We never discussed what we said about each other. I said terrible things about him. He said terrible things about me.
And Russell says, God bless you.
God bless you.
Huh.
God bless you. God bless you.
I guess so. There it is. God bless you. Here we have another one on Trump.
And you look at our roads and our bridges and our tunnels.
In reversal, you're radical.
You're radical.
You're radical.
And once again, it's all there, every syllable, every consonant, every vowel sound. Here's the next one.
What I really wanted to focus on was Middle East.
And he says, you're sending out Hillary. Yeah, certainly all there. No doubt about that. Okay, so let's have a look. I think that's all of November. Now we're moving on to... Oh, here's some from September I haven't played. All right, here we go.
I think she's fine now, and the doctor seems...
This is Bill Clinton talking about his wife being sick, and backwards he says, Mrs. Rodham dying now.
Yes, we're not denying up.
Don't know whether that's a clear reversal or not. Do that again. Mrs. Rodham dying now? I don't think that's clear, though.
Yes, we're not denying up.
Yeah, I don't know whether that's a clear reversal. Here we have Burke Ramsey. Oh, yeah. He was interviewed on Dr. Phil last year. So this must be from the interview he did on Dr. Phil. Burke Ramsey, of course, the son of... Patsy and John Ramsey, whose daughter, JonBenet Ramsey, was found dead in the house. Oh, gee whiz, it was in Christmas 96, so 21 years ago. So here's the forwards. The crime never been solved.
For a long time, the media basically made our lives crazy. I mean, it's hard to miss the cameras and news trucks in your front yard. And
here he says, get sin.
Get sin.
Oh, yeah.
Good sim. Good sim.
That's nice and clear, that one. All right, here's Burke again.
So I was pretty skeptical of, like, any sort of media. Like, it just made me a very private person.
And here he says, here you're hiding. Oh, yeah?
Here you're hiding.
So what's the sin he's talking about, and what is he hiding from? They're the only two reversals I've got on him. Huh, interesting. All right, here's Hillary talking about the deplorables.
To just be grossly generalistic, you could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. And unfortunately, there are people like that. And he has lifted them up.
And Reversal says, America wolf them all. There's Hillary, feel sorry. Okay, we got two reversals. Okay, first of all, America wolf them all. And then he says, there's Hillary, feel sorry. Yeah, well, yeah, there it is. Okay, all right. All right, here we have Hillary talking about her emails.
We did not. In fact, my direction to conduct the thorough investigation was to err on the side of providing anything that could be possibly viewed as work-related.
This one says they deal her Prozac.
They nail her Prozac.
Is she that stressed out? She needed a Prozac? That's a funny reversal. Here's the reversal again. They deal her Prozac.
They nail her Prozac.
Yeah, well, it's certainly all there. Oh, here's another drug reversal.
Well, I'm not satisfied with the way things are. I'm not somebody who is supporting the status quo. That's why I've laid out
a number of very specific plans. We're going to have the highest job creation program.
This one says, get this absurd marijuana.
Get this absurd marijuana.
Huh.
Get this absurd marijuana.
Get this absurd marijuana.
Oh, yeah? Is she a marijuana smoker? I don't know. All right, this one along.
Birth control makes women unattractive and crazy. Would you rather your child had feminism or cancer?
This one says her snake.
Her snake.
Her snake.
Her snake.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, all right, let's have a look at the next reversal down. Here we go.
And that's the way primaries develop. Whoever it is that is going to, you know, make it through the preliminaries, the debates, the early contests, you're going to keep moving.
This one says Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
Huh.
Hillary's scared.
Talking yourself about herself in the third person, Hillary's scared. Here, let's run the fours again. Here we go.
And that's the way primaries develop. Whoever it is that is going to, you know, make it through the preliminaries, the debates, the early contests, you're going to keep moving.
And Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
I guess she was scared, wasn't she? All right, here's the next one.
It was all personal stuff, and we've said that consistently. And as the FBI said, everything that I've said publicly has been consistent and truthful with what I told them.
And here she says, I face an illness. Yeah, mental illness.
I face an illness.
Huh.
I face an illness.
I face an illness.
Yeah, there he is. Oh, here she's talking about marijuana again.
Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
And here she says, I need marijuana.
I need marijuana.
Huh.
I need marijuana.
And here's the early one. Get this absurd marijuana.
Get this absurd marijuana.
Get this absurd marijuana.
Get this absurd marijuana.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Well, there's two reversals about marijuana. She must be a closet marijuana smoker. Of course, that wouldn't surprise me about Hillary. Nothing would surprise me about Hillary. So, all right, okay, so let's move on. Here's the next one.
It says one thing in Colorado, something else in North Dakota, insults people on a regular basis. I don't think that's what the American people at the end are going to vote for.
And this one says, now goodbye, I'll beat the crime, he's upset. Now good night, I'll beat the crime, he's upset. Huh. Yeah, there it is, all there. Okay, all right. So here is another one. Run it forward.
Every day more Americans are standing up and saying enough is enough, including a lot of Republicans, and I am honored to have their support in this campaign.
And this one says, this is fun.
This is fun.
This is fun.
Well, I guess she must have been having fun. I don't know. There we go. This is fun. All right. Here is Hillary versus Gowdy talking about Benghazi.
We've had more hearings about the ARB findings than we have with you.
And this one is the humor's in our fever.
Humor's in our fever.
Huh.
Humor's in our fever.
I wonder what it means by the humor's in our fever. Let's listen to the forwards again.
We've had more hearings about the ARB findings than we have with you.
And the humor's in our fever.
Humor's in our fever.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, all right. So, next one along. We have Megyn Kelly talking about Hillary.
We have much more queued up for you, too. As you saw at the top of the hour, the email questions came fast and furiously at the start of this event. Matt Lauer went for it. Here's a taste of some of that between the moderator, Matt Lauer of NBC, and Hillary Clinton.
This one says, arts is so funny.
It's so funny.
Nice American accent in reverse, answers, rather than the British pronunciation of answers.
It's so funny.
Yeah, there it is, all there. Okay, all right. Let us move along to the next reversal on the list here. And here's Megyn Kelly again.
Over the next hour, we have a powerful lineup of guests to analyze the candidates' answers tonight. In moments, we'll be joined by Mark Thiessen, former chief speechwriter to President George W. Bush in an AE.
And reversal is, he's your wolf, I see scum.
He's your wolf, I see scum.
So there, isn't it? Let's run the reversal again. He is your wolf, I see scum.
He's your wolf, yes, he's scum.
Okay, there you go. All right, so let us move along to the next reversal here. We are looking at, here we have Obama.
Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean?
So it also says Hillary battles Michelle.
Oh,
there was conflict between Michelle and Hillary. Oh, my. Here's the forward again.
Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean?
And Hillary battles Michelle.
Hillary battles Michelle.
Well, I'll be. Not too sure exactly what that means, but conflicts between Michelle and Hillary is certainly what that refers to. All right, here's Trump. Let's run this one forward.
The wall just got 10 feet higher. That's right, 10 feet higher. I said the wall just got 10 feet higher. 10 feet higher. The wall just got 10 feet higher.
And this one says, they are evil, they're ISIS. Yeah, all right, there you go. They are evil, they're ISIS. All right, next one along.
That workers, and so important, in both countries benefit from fair and reciprocal trade. I expressed that to the United States and that of the United States, that we must take action to stem this tremendous outflow of jobs.
And backwards he says, did I need it?
Did I need it?
Okay, all right. And here's Trump reacting to Hillary's deplorable comments.
Well, my opponent slanders you as deplorable and irredeemable. I call you hardworking American patriots who love your country and want a better future for all our people.
And this one says, I believe you, O people, all of the street that I get now. I believe you, O people, all of the street that I get now.
Two reversals.
Then, O people, all the street that I get now.
All people, all the street that I get now.
Yes, certainly all there. Wow. Okay, all right. And, okay, that's it for September. So now we're going back to December. And Annalise, famous woman possessed by demons. Let's see what this is all about.
I did not want that.
She does sound possessed by demons, doesn't she? Back when she says, somebody help. Oh, me. You don't listen to this voice again. Hear the demon sounds. And the verse is, somebody help. Yes, any there? Okay, I guess she wants some help. All right, here we have Breitbart attacks Soros on sex claims. This is Pizzagate, I guess.
Big Podesta, big Soros. Do you want us to play these games? Because we're playing to win.
And backwards, Soros hit outside a hit.
Soros hit outside a hit.
Huh.
Soros hit outside a hit.
I'll be bothered.
Soros hit outside a hit.
Soros hit outside a hit. Let's play the rehearsal again.
Soros hit outside a hit.
Certainly there.
Soros hit outside a hit. Soros hit.
Yeah, certainly there. Huh. I'll be bothered. All right. Here we have another one. This is, Kathy O'Brien talking about Clinton and Borge Jush and mind control.
In my daughter's case, and cited law after law after law, and the judge interrupted him and said, but laws do not apply in this case for reasons of national security.
This reversal says, and we solve it. Yeah, there it is, all there. Okay, all right. Next one along, this is Kathy O'Brien again.
First time in our lives, memories of our past began flashing on our mind screen. As these memories flashed,
this is a woman who claims she was a mind control sex slave for high level government officials. Backwards, this one is Child Your Mum.
Child Your Mum.
Huh.
Child Your Mum.
Child Your Mum. Okay, here we have another one. I'm Kathy O'Brien.
We couldn't think to escape. I couldn't think to save my daughter any more than I could think to save myself.
This one says, force it, masochists, they're going to know me. Oh, it's clear too. Could be for some masochist. I think it's just force some macassist. They're going to know me. Sorry, can't pronounce that. Yeah, all right, okay, it's all there. All right, okay. All right, so next one along. Here we go.
In my daughter's case, and cited law after law after law, and the judge interrupted him and said, but laws do not apply in this case for reasons of national security.
And this one says, here's the rapist won't shine. Huh. Here, the rapist won't shine. Okay, and next one along.
They would just simply go into respiratory failure, circulatory failure, and no information would be released at all. There was no chance of the information getting out that way.
And reverse is Hillary Duchesne. Okay, don't touch that keyboard, folks. We'll be back right after this. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Salenti has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Salenti's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
You've heard the ads on this radio station about Royal Velvet. You know you want and need the benefits that Royal Velvet offers, but you haven't gone to the website royalvelvetnow.com. You've procrastinated. You haven't started your journey towards dramatic improvements in that vim, vigor, and energy you've always wanted. Reward yourself. You deserve it. No, really. All you have to do is go to royalvelvetnow.com, click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and order a couple bottles of Royal Velvet, which is a month's supply, and you're on your way to experiencing the most life-changing product in the world. Oh, by the way, to experience just how powerful Royal Velvet is, do what thousands of our clients have done. Stop taking all your supplements and just take Royal Velvet. Do it for a month. You will feel better, look better, and be dramatically better. And besides being blown away by the results, you'll also be ecstatic over the huge amount of money you saved. There are 1,440 minutes in a day. It takes less than 5 minutes to place an order at RoyalVelvetNow.com. Go there now. Your life will never be the same.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rentz.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it.